expectation. A successful teacher. You are going to listen to a dialogue. Some words on the printed dialogue have been taken out. Listen carefully. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape.
Do you think anybody can be trained to be a teacher?
No, I don't. I think it's a chemical thing. Well, I think there are probably some people that are marginal that can be adequate teachers, but I think a really good teacher, it's kind of a, I think it's a gift that you have. I mean, there are teachers that I know that I swear if somebody sat down with them every day and worked with them on materials and technique and approach to kids, it would never work. It would never work. They just don't have that, whatever it is, that internal kind of thing.
Can you define any of that? I mean, what sort of specific... Are there certain personalities?
Well, I think you have to be. No, I can't even say that. In my value judgment, okay, my bias is that the best teachers are people that are extroverted, okay,
mm-hmm.
that are fairly sensitive
gregarious,
but not pussy loudmouth gregarious, mm-hmm. just like people, but still sensitive. In other words, they're not so full of their own energies that are outgoing, that they're not paying attention to what's going on. So it's kind of a combination there. But I think most of the best teachers I know are kind of extroverted people, and they really like kids.
David.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Nice of you to come. Come in and join the party.
Thanks.
What would you like to drink?
I think I'd like a whiskey, please.
A whiskey? Yeah, okay.
It's nice.
Yeah. I was going to say, on a day like this, you need something.
Yeah, it's boiling, isn't it?
Something cool like that. Can I just introduce you to Claire Thomas here first? Claire, this is David Childs.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, David.
David works with me in the film. It started recently in the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'll just go and get you a drink. Do you want anything else, Claire?
No, I'm fine. Thanks very much, okay. Adrian.
So it was...
Whiskey.
Whiskey and ice.
Yeah,
okay.
Do you work with Adrian on wildlife films?
Well, not on wildlife films, no.
Oh, they're my favourite type of films, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, actually, I tend to do more social documentaries.
Oh, yeah? What sort of social documentaries have you done?
Well, at the moment, I'm working on a film about life in the mining villages.
Oh, really?
In the north of England, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you spend a lot of time up there, presumably?
Yeah, I've been up there for the last couple of months.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been working on it?
Well, 2 months.
Uh-huh, 2 months, yeah. And are you nearly finished, or...?
I'll be finished in about another 2 months, I should think.
Uh-huh.
I hope, anyway. What do you do, then, Claire?
Well, actually, I'm in publishing.
Are you?
Yeah. I've been there for a couple of years now. I've been working in publishing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What sort of job do you do?
Well, at the moment I'm working on children's books. And I was telling Adrian before, I'm going to travel down to Devon to interview someone who's writing a book.
Yeah.
And it's going to be illustrated, and we're really enthusiastic about it, actually. We hope it's going to be a bestseller, you know?
You work on the editorial side?
Yes, I'm on the editorial side, yeah.
That's probably the most interesting side, I think.
Yeah. Do you know anything about publishing?
Not very much. I once spent a few months working in a publishing house.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't enjoy it very much.
No, really?
No. Well, I was stuck in the office all day.
Yeah.
I worked in the sales department, which is not really very interesting.
No, I agree. It's one of the more boring sides of publishing,
yeah.
I reckon.
But I didn't really regard it as a permanent thing anyway.
Yeah.
I just did it between college and starting my first job in film.
Well, you've always wanted to work in films, have you?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, I went to college, to film college.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, it's the same sort of thing for me, really, that I've always been interested in publishing, I suppose, and I've been lucky in that in this side of the job I can travel around quite a bit and meet a lot of people, you know, and it's really interesting.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions. Exercise 2. Summarize the working experience of the two new friends with the help of the key words and phrases provided.
Part 3.
Could you tell me a bit about why you wanted to be a doctor and how you first got into the medical profession?
Well, you've asked a rather strange person, a pretty standard question.
I happened to be doing languages for my A-level at school, and I decided that I didn't think there was a great deal of future in the study of languages, so I decided that I'd change over to some scientific subject that I felt might be useful. And after a great deal of difficulty, got accepted at medical school, found it very difficult to get going, but eventually succeeded and was perfectly happy. Certainly found the ability at least to appreciate other forms of things than purely basic science. Been very helpful.
So you mean you actually went into medical school or university without any A-levels in scientific subjects?
That's right. The first morning the lecturer wrote up some chemical formula on the board, which was the first chemistry lecture I'd ever been to. As far as I was concerned, she might have been putting it up in Egyptian hieroglyphics. It didn't mean a thing. Mm-hmm. So that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
So you had a lot of sort of personal individual work to do to catch up with everyone else, then?
Yes, it was very hard, but the university I was at, which was Sheffield, had a kind of special class for what you might have called lame ducks, such as myself. And there was a retired watchmaker, there was a chemist, there was a dentist, there were a couple of nurses, people who'd come to do medicine in later life, having taken up other things. So I think they looked after as well, and most of us in the end managed to get through.
Mm-hmm. And you eventually qualified?
Yes, when I qualified in Sheffield way back in 1960, I was then actually so interested in the general aspects of medicine that I joined a special practice at the University of Manchester that was teaching general practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 4 years. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was teaching medical students and being involved very closely with the academic side of medical practice. And from then on went on to student health service work back in my former University of Sheffield, and then came down here to Reading 12 years ago.
Exercises. Note down the major points of the interview, then summarize the doctor's experiences in your own words.